Morning, everybody. Tomorrow, big class, Winchester, Virginia. Still time to register if you're in the area and you want to get to that class. We have over 80 in attendance. I think we're nearing 90 for that room. Glad to be back. We were in West Virginia, not too far from there last year. Obviously, a lot more folks trying to get into training this time around. We'll certainly cater to that. But listen, it's interesting. I just had a conversation with somebody, and I thought to myself, here's a person who, in the face of adversity, in the face of criticism, continues to go out and do the job to his or her best ability, right? And I'm saying his or her to keep it intentionally vague or mysterious. Oftentimes, police officers who took the job because they really wanted to be good, effective police officers will find themselves in the face of criticism, because a lot of times we are the outcasts. But the reality is you found yourself in a group of outcasts here, right? You found yourself in a group of people who, this wasn't just a job for them, it was a calling. And who are eager to go out and do the job because they thoroughly enjoy it. I enjoyed the job tremendously when I did it. You know, I think most people can agree that there's still a lot of enjoyment in it. Is there a lot of bullshit that goes along with it? Yeah, but you gotta let that roll off your shoulders. And the one thing I can tell you is, boy, were we fucking criticized. I mean, me and the handful of guys that I worked with who went out and did police work, we were criticized because we were the first ones introducing it into our police agency. Now, let me also warn you, we were allowed to do police work. We didn't get repercussions. They didn't pat us on the back, but they didn't give us anything for it either, which was fine because we just got to go out and do it, and they had our back. If we stopped a car and we did everything that we were supposed to, our administration had the means of making sure they stood up for us and backed us for our behaviors and actions. And that's an important thing you have to have. So what I'm telling you is, don't worry about what other people think. You know what you came on this job to do. Now, if your administration doesn't like it, you have to have self-awareness, excuse me, of where you work, right? You have to know that you ain't trying to lose your job. If you need to, go somewhere else, but don't try to lose your job because you're doing something they don't want you doing. I've told people that several times. Hey, this administration doesn't want us doing stopping cars. Okay. Either stop complaining or find a new job. But back to this. Guys, there were people who used to whistle the Mighty Mouse theme song to me when I'd come into work. I had lieutenants who would say to me, why do you care? Why do you care so much? I had people who would say, oh, you do all the work, but you get nothing for it. Joey's going to fucking training. I don't care. I didn't chase carrots. I was just had my job. I was doing what I wanted to do, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. So you got to remember that. Remember that, you know, if you really enjoy this, don't let other people get in your fucking head. Go out and do the work. Remember one time a group of guys go, hey, we see that you and Carlos have been asking people out of cars on traffic stops. What's that all about? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's crazy. I know that it's never been seen here before. I'm aware of that. I had a big mouth, of course, ago. We're doing something that has never been heard of before here at this police department. You ready for it? It's police work. No. Yeah. It's amazing. Like, you see these badges and these guns we wear? Yeah, like, we're cops. We're doing police work. Yes, unorthodox. Nobody here has seen what we're doing. Nobody likes that we're changing things up a bit. Nobody likes that well, there's bodies in the tank. But you know what? The administration didn't mind, and we did that. And we had a guy on the radio. We had double ups, mandatory at 11 o'clock every night. Every night, every fucking night, as long as there was a job in the CAD stack for us, a partner and I, Carlos Villegas, would come out, and Ray Miller, the radio guy, who's a good dude. I don't hate Ray. I don't know if it was him behind it. I'm assuming it was. He made sure we were busy as he could keep us. He would hold jobs that were supposed to go to midnight cars for me and Carlos to handle, especially ones that took a lot of time, domestics. Anything that you could get that was a walk-in domestic, wants a restraining order, that's tying you up for 2 hours. You know that, right? So, but after those 2 hours, we'd hit the road, and we'd start doing the work. They could only hold you down for so long, and you know what? We couldn't complain. We were too new. We couldn't go to the shift commander or the sergeant. If they didn't know what was going on, you know, they probably did. But we couldn't go to them and complain. We were new guys. So we had to take it across the fucking chin. until our people and our supervisors really started getting behind us and backing us and kind of like, whoa, let those guys do their thing, man. You have to prove yourself. But I didn't care what anybody else thought, and we didn't let anybody else stop us. Now, if our administration had said, you cannot do work like this, we will investigate you. We're gonna stick it up your coolie if you work like this. We wouldn't have been doing what we're doing, but it wasn't that way. It was, hey man, do it if you want. We got your back. Go ahead, go have fun. Go out and get drugs and guns. I mean, we're not giving you any awards for it or anything like that. You guys aren't gonna get letters or any kind of insignia for your uniform, but we didn't care. We just liked the fucking work. We enjoyed the work, and most of you here in this group, you just liked the work. A friend of mine, his father-in-law, who's a retired lieutenant out of New York, he goes, when I met him, he goes, I've heard about the things that you do. I go, yeah. He goes, you know what? You know what I learned about cops? They just want to work. They just want to go out and do the work. So I just let them go out and do the work. I know some insurers go, well, you got to be careful. Look, I'm not saying that you don't have to address problematic or retrain or be clear and communicate better. But look, don't worry about what people think about the work that you do. Just don't. Keep doing you. People would say to me, oh, you know, you're out there doing the work. You get nothing for it. You get nothing for it. Guys, we're changing the world. And I wasn't doing it knowing that I was going to create a extremely large and fastly growing law enforcement training agency. I had no idea, right? I kind of maybe had an idea in my head that one day I'd want to take all the stuff that I've learned and give it to everybody else so they can do the job better, because I knew that looking around that training was horrendous throughout the country, internally, externally. It was just awful, awful, awful options. Overall, I mean, let's face facts. How many of you got to a fucking training seminar and people are bullet pointing the fuck out of your face? Right? You're just like, oh, fuck. How many people have been to a training seminar where they've sat down in the first 10 minutes, contemplated as they stared at their handgun, taking their life? Or dealing with this fucking numbnuts who's teaching this class for the next 6 hours because the boss has sent you there, right? I've been there, man. I've been through training, and the reality is, I just want to do the work. Are you heading down for Winchester training? Looking forward to it. Yeah, I'll be there, man. That's my class. So, Abe Cole, I will be in Winchester. So just don't let people get in your head, right? Don't listen to the noise. Don't listen to the critics. Mind your business. Don't cast judgment on those who don't do the work, right? Don't make a little group and go, well, those guys are fucking lazy fucks. Those guys are fucking lazy fucks. No. They do them, you do you, okay? They want to go and read magazines at 7-Eleven for 7 hours per shift. And you let them do that and you mind your business. And when they need you, you're there for them. And when you need them, they're there for you. And that's a good, solid relationship with the people that you work with. Because you know what? You ain't changing people. Nobody's going to motivate people who don't want to work. That's just not going to happen that way. So respect your coworkers. And mind your business and do your business. Get together with two or three or four guys or girls that you work with that want to collectively go out and do this work, right? And then if you don't think things are changing at your agency, get to a place where you can change, right? Try to get promoted. Try to implement change. Try to push forward. Does it look possible in the future? But, you know, don't worry about everybody else. Just do what you came to do.